This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. I'm pretty lucky. I have about a 20-minute commute to the Frank Stanton Studios every day. That is nothing if you live here in Los Angeles. Folks can easily spend an hour, sometimes even two, getting to work. But even that sounds short to some so-called super commuters, folks who can't just jump in the car or catch a bus or a train. From the Transportation Nation Project at WNYC in New York, Andrea Bernstein has the story.
Your morning commute might sound like this.
If you don't like the price of fuel, buy a refinery of your own.
Sean Donovan sounds like this.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we do need all of our passengers in your seats with your seatbelt securely fastened in order for us to pull back from the gate.
Donovan's trip to work starts in Ann Arbor, Michigan at 4:16 a.m. His wife drives him to the Detroit airport. He flies to LaGuardia, then takes the bus to the New York subway.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Typically, I'm at work by 9 o'clock.
How long have you been doing this?
I'm frightened to say it's been 4 years now.
Donovan worked as a drug researcher in Ann Arbor, but his company moved to New York, so Donovan made a crazy decision. He'd commute. He was too nervous to do anything else.
In the industry I'm in, you never know from month to month or year to year if you're going to have a job.
He leaves his wife at home with their three kids each week for the 4 days he's in New York.
How does she feel about this arrangement?
That's a good question. You can turn it off. I got to think about this.
All right. But I let the recorder run, and Donovan tells me he doesn't really feel he has a choice.
We talk about whether we should continue doing this or not, or when is this going to end. I think if my wife was working, and then we could, then we wouldn't be as reliant as on my income as we are now. But at this point, she's not working, and so at least in the near term, this seems palatable, and I really enjoy what I do.
Palatable. I heard that a lot from super commuters. They don't love this lifestyle, but they've resigned themselves to it. And the numbers do add up. Because living in New York City costs so much, it's still cheaper to pay for a house in Ann Arbor and rent a studio apartment in Midtown Manhattan and shell out for all the airfares.
Distance has now been overcome.
Mitchell Moss, who runs a transportation think tank at New York University, says this is a recent and rapidly growing phenomenon. 43,000 people around the country fly to work. Moss says you really couldn't find anyone who did this just 10 years ago.
What we're seeing is the collapse of a region's boundaries. That it used to be the labor market was drawn from within 100 miles or an hour of commuting.
After the financial collapse, big cities still had high-paying jobs. But the housing market was sinking, so people couldn't sell their houses to move to those jobs. Introduce the super commuter. These super commuters are changing the idea of rush hour, the work week, even home.
We have arrived at Station D, Jamaica Station.
Another super commuter I spoke with, Scott Sunshine, chose Florida. Yep, the Sunshine State. 7 years ago, Sunshine moved to Fort Lauderdale with the idea he'd sell his financial public relations business in New York. But
2008 hit. And when 2008 hit, the economy in Florida was really badly impacted. And starting a business, particularly in financial services, was just not on the cards.
Long-distance commuting has become so commonplace that Sunshine has a carpool with a group of locals who also travel to New York for work.
I'm now at 7 years of doing this, and I don't see any reason, frankly, to stop. I travel about 126,000 miles a year, and over the 7 years, I have traveled enough to fly to the moon and back twice.
I reached Scott's wife, Hillary Sunshine, at her home near Fort Lauderdale via Skype. That's the way a lot of these families stay in touch. She says she loves her Florida house, she loves the schools, and her kids are healthier and happier than they were when they lived in New York. But you can hear just a little tremor in her voice when she talks about the day she realized Scott's commute to New York would be permanent.
it was a little bit of a disappointment for us because it's not what we wanted, you know. We were hoping to remain together as a family unit.
On Tuesday, Scott will fly to New York, and on Friday, he'll fly home again. And the next week, he'll do it again. In New York, I'm Andrea Bernstein for Marketplace.